What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And we're still trying to connect with Don Wiskin of Extendivite and talk about what he's been having to deal with trying to bring a decent product to market in the face of so many large corporations who are basically selling junk. And in some case, we've got Don on the line. Joining us on the line right now is Don Wiskin of Extendivite, heartdrop.com. And Don, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. It's good to be back.
Well, we've had you on the show before, and of course, we talk about your product all the time. You're one of our loyal advertisers about the product. I'm using it myself, and it is making a difference, especially for old people like me. But the reason I wanted to get you on the show today, and we're going to talk about the product a little bit further on, is you were sharing with me that you had recently had a little bit of a kerfuffle, if you will, over one of the variations of your product with the Canadian authorities. You want to share that with us?
Well, sure. In March of this year, our manufacturer, Health Canada, had gone to check in on them. I mean, I don't know if people are aware of this, but we have an NPN number. It's a natural product number that you had to have by December 1st, 2013, in order to continue selling a natural product in Canada. But the NPN number also gives you the right to start making some claims that your product can do things. Well, they were doing some surprise visits now that they have all this power, and they dropped in on our manufacturer. They didn't like his Swedish bitters because it was an alcohol base, and they didn't like he had a cancer drug that he was making there. They didn't like that, and so they got very upset, and they set his bar very, very high. And then they found the Extendivite brewing away in the corner, the liquid version. So they came after us and said, well, we're going to put you through a bunch of tests. You're going to do a stop sell until we get that done. So I said, okay, I'll comply. I have no choice. I mean, I want to continue selling this product. So they put us through a whole bunch of tests, and we passed every test. I mean, the Extendivite liquid and the Extendivite capsules, they also had us test the capsules, but they didn't stop us from selling that because there's no alcohol in it. So they kept us going and kept us going. We passed all the tests. And then, you know, I figured we'd be back selling it in late June. But no, they just kept asking for this and asking for that, stuff that was outside of our licensing. So finally, in September, I caught on to what they were doing. Well, actually, in late August, I caught on to what they were doing. Myself and the consulting company and one of our manufacturers all got together, and we talked about this, and Health Canada had asked me to exceed what I was supposed to do. So I very politely told them that our product was fine. Everything about it was good to go. We passed all of your tests and all of the tests that we were supposed to have in order to comply with our NPN number. And then I politely asked her to please allow us to continue selling this product. Well, it took her another 2 weeks after that, but I figured it would, you know, it wouldn't happen just overnight because I was being rather rough with somebody who has all the power. So about the second week of September, she sent us an email and said, okay, everything seems fine. You can go ahead and continue to sell it. The stop sale has been lifted. But for, you know, those almost 6 months, I was like sweating it out because we were about to lose our product ability to be able to make it here in Canada. I was looking at moving our company to the States in order to keep doing this because we have lots and lots of people who like that liquid who were buying the capsules, but they wanted the liquid back, and we finally got it back. But this is the power that the NPN gave them. It's like a DIN number in the States. Well, we have a DIN here in Canada, except it's for a natural product. And, once they come into your life, they have all the power. There's nothing you can do. The consulting company I deal with said, you have to do whatever she says. You know, you're at her mercy. And I was like, gosh. But it was quite a spot to be. But we managed to get through it because I didn't give up. I just kept persevering and sending her messages all the time as to, you know, let us continue on. We've done everything that we're supposed to do. And finally it was over and we were back to selling. But during this time, one of the health food stores that carries our product, they had 625 different products all through their same manufacturer, and all 625 were called up for an audit, and they didn't get all 625 back. So we were very, very lucky that we have such a clean product that she couldn't find any complaints anywhere. And I was on a show with a guy out of Ireland a few weeks ago. He started taking our product, and he said when he was looking around, he couldn't find any complaints. And that's 18 years of being in business, and that is phenomenal. You just don't get that.
No, you really don't. The part that really leaps out at me is that you basically have contracted this manufacturer to produce the liquid version of Extendivite, and the authorities went into his manufacturing plant, and they had issues with some of the products he was making for other people, not you. But while doing that, they said, well, guilt by association, because you're being made in this factory, we're going to put you through this ringer.
That's absolutely right. We were guilty by association. And, you know, I love this guy. He's 74 years old. He finally shut down and retired. We have a new manufacturer, but we're still, you know, on the same. We're still on the same manufacturer at this moment. But in a few more months, we have a new manufacturer. He's already been screened. He's been accepted by Health Canada. You know, we had to do that while we were in the middle of all of that. So we're looking good for the future.
Well, that's really good. And again, getting back to the product, and we have talked about it before, it's basically to maintain cardiovascular health and lower cholesterol. And for people of my AGE who are spending way too much time sitting in a chair in front of a computer day after day after day, after a while, you start having to look at issues of blood circulation. This product is really good on that, because I was dealing with some of those issues before, and then you started sending me my Extendivite, and Claire and I are both now taking it. And it does really seem to be helping to get me back to my normal obnoxious self. I went through a bad period there about a month ago, and this stuff is really starting to help work that out. So, again, getting on back to the ingredients, and unfortunately the Heart Drop sticker is hiding the bottom one on the list here, but it's hawthorn. This is all natural stuff. This is all from nature. Garlic powder, valerian. Which is accommodative. That's what they start with to make Valium. They take valerian and they move a molecule around, patent it, and sell it for five times as much. Bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and I actually don't see what that bottom one is because of the sticker. What did I miss?
Well, there's cayenne, garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry.
Yeah, milk thistle is the one that is hidden underneath the sticker here. But again, the important thing to keep in mind is all of this stuff comes from nature. And we have mentioned this before. The mindset of the pharmaceutical industries right now is they don't want anything from nature because it can't be patented. And their route to maximum profits is some kind of a synthetic chemical that they've come up with in the lab, or they've started with something natural and they've changed it enough to qualify for a patent and market exclusivity. And there literally has been a war against any kind of cures or treatments that are available in nature, stuff that you can grow in your own backyard, because if you're growing what you need to keep yourself healthy in your backyard, then they're not making money off of you. And so I'm not at all surprised that there may have been a little bit of an institutional hostility toward this product. And I appreciate the fact that you were talking about moving here to the United States of America. I think were you to do so, you might find the hostility a little bit more open. We're seeing that certainly now with all these states that are trying to decriminalize marijuana. We're even seeing it with the cannabis oil products, which are not intoxicating. It's a separate component of the cannabis away from the intoxicant. And even these products are coming under attack because they can't be patented and monopolized. And the entire medical industrial complex is just driven by and obsessed with maximizing profits, very often to the detriment of the customer and the patient. And so it's one of the reasons why Claire and I, we try and avoid orthodox medicine and doctors as much as we can. And we do turn to things like Extendivite to try and keep ourselves healthy.
Well, Extendivite, you know, we've been doing this for 18 years now, and you know, it is amazing how well it works. We just had a call last week from a chelation doctor in the U.S., and he had a patient who started doing really, really well and started getting healthier. For those who don't know what chelation is, it's an EDTA formula that they introduce intravenously into your body. And back in the 50s, they used it to get the lead out, and they found that it really improved circulation. The blood bank has been using chelation since the 50s to store blood because it keeps the calcium and the cholesterol from binding together so that they can store the blood longer. And that's what it was doing. It was getting the calcium and the metals out of the body. Well, we're doing the same thing. The Extendivite is a form of oral chelation. It chelates the heavy metals away from your liver, allowing your liver to go back to work and handle the toxins that we're exposed to every day. And there's also great nutrients in there to feed your body the food that we're not getting from our starved diet, because there's no nutrients left in the soil with all this industrial farming. You know, food is basically the next weapon of mass destruction, and it's happening now. People are getting sick all the time. In the early 1900s, when a doctor passed his medical exam, they didn't even study heart, because heart attacks weren't something that were prevalent back in the 1910s, let's say. But shortly after that, once they started industrialized farming and getting more industrialized in our world, then yes, we build up these chemicals in our body. We can't get them out, and it takes things like Extendivite to help remove them and give you back your health.
Well, what's really interesting is I've noticed that as the overall health of Americans continues to decline, and it is in decline, along with our life expectancy, the corporate media and the food companies and pharmaceutical companies are always quick to say, well, it's a lifestyle choice. You're sitting in front of that computer when you should be out walking or swimming. And yes, they're right to an extent. But we've also come to understand that we live in an age literally of a chemical onslaught on our health. And it's not necessarily intentional. It is just allowed to happen for the sake of profitability. And we're seeing more and more chemicals and fillers added to our food in order to stretch it, make it look like we're getting more food. But again, there's no real nutrients in there. We understand that a lot of these artificial medications that we are being given may carry serious side effects. In fact, one of the things that amazes me, the United States is one of the few countries that allows advertising for prescription medication on TV. And they'll have this big, glitzy, expensive commercial about this wonderful medicine. And then, of course, at the end, there's this very fast-talking individual saying all the bad things that this drug can do, including kill you. And people still go on out to their doctors and say, oh, I want to try this, I want to try this. And I think it's absolutely absurd. And so it's another reason to basically look at natural alternatives to deal with what your whatever your issues may happen to be. And it gets back to something that I like to call coevolution. And that is that when you're looking at the back of Extendivite and you're seeing the ingredients out there, these are all life forms, plants and so forth, that have co-evolved with our biochemistry over millions of years. There are no surprises there. When you ingest these plant products, your body knows exactly what to do with them because they have been dealing with each other biochemically for a million or more years. But these synthetic chemicals coming out of the pharmaceutical laboratories, they're brand new, and they may look sort of, kind of, maybe like the natural variety, but they aren't exactly. and your body isn't really sure exactly what to do with them. They'll try and fit them into the appropriate receptors, but there may be something hanging off to one side. And over time, this can sort of build up a degree of toxicity in your body. And it's allowed to happen again because it's all in the name of maximizing profit.
Yes, it is really a shame that, you know, the world has come to, you know, the love for money. Unfortunately, it's not a love for humans, or it's not a love for our health. And, you know, we have to get back to basics. Herbs have been used for thousands of years. The whole idea behind Extendivite is based on, you know, German usage of natural medicines and the herbs that are required, like the garlic, the cayenne, the bilberry, the hawthorn. Those are four basic herbs that are really good at giving us health. And then the other things we added, the valerian was there to help calm you while the other herbs are going to work. The milk thistle is the most potent liver rejuvenator known to man since 1995 was when they actually discovered it. And it is it helps to rejuvenate your liver. And the ginkgo biloba, more oxygen to the heart and brain, but as well, the ginkgo is a blood thinner, which helps to keep your blood flowing. And then, you know, we've had a lot of people who were on our product who have had Coumadin or Warfarin, as it's commonly known, for blood thinners. They weren't happy. They took our product. Every time they went to have their blood checked, the dosage of the Coumadin got lowered. Usually within 1 year, you're off the Coumadin, the blood thinners, because the ginkgo and the garlic are thinning your blood just enough so that you don't have to take these harmful drugs in order to overcome that.
Well, you know, a couple of interesting stories. First of all, it's certainly in terms of garlic, I mean, that's been known about for thousands of years. I think Hippocrates even mentioned it in some of his writings there. But I remember when I was a kid, I had this book. It was an herbalist's manual from the turn of the previous century. And there was all kinds of stuff in there for common ailments. And it was all stuff you could just go out into the forest and find for yourself. And when I made a donation to this museum that opened up in my hometown, I included this book along with a bunch of other stuff. And I regretted it. And then much to my delight, not too long ago, I discovered there had been a reprint. People are still interested in this, and I was sent a copy of the reprinted version, which I now have, and no, you may not have it because I'm using it. Again, this stuff has been known about for a long time, but the Orthodox medical establishment wants you to forget all about it. They want to forget about all the things that are just growing out of the ground around your home that will make you feel better and help you deal with these very common ailments that we're all subject to, especially as we get older, because the goal is to get you dependent on their product coming on out of the pharmacies. And now, of course, we've got this huge scandal where the executives of a big pharmaceutical company that specializes in synthetic opioids, fentanyls, has now been arrested for literally bribing doctors to prescribe these highly addictive medications to patients as opposed to non-addictive alternatives that would have worked just as well. So you have to go on in and realizing that the Orthodox medical establishment, it really is all about the money. And they're not that concerned with curing you. In fact, they don't want to cure you. If they cure you, you go away. They never see you again. It's all about getting you chronically ill and then treating you for that chronic illness for the rest of your life and just making huge amounts of money. And we have seen in this country attempts to ban things like nanosilver, attempts to make vitamins a prescription-only medication, attempts to ban valerian root to prop up sales of Valium. You really need to understand that you need to look at the motives of the medical establishment, that it's not really about making you healthy or feeling any better.
No, it really isn't. And, you know, you just get healthy by luck when you're following that route. But, you know, I mean, just imagine if you had a company making pharmaceuticals and over 50% of North Americans have some form of chronic ailment. So 336 million. So imagine if you had 150 million people giving you $100 a month. How powerful
that's a lot
would
of
your
money.
Company be? Well, that's where we're at.
Don, we got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line, please. And when we come on back, I think John Stadmiller has something he wants to share with you. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently we have a listener who called on in and said, maybe we ought to send some Extendivite to President Trump because he's currently on statins. Might help ease things up a little bit. So we're talking with Don Wiskin of Extendivite. And I understand John Stadmiller is also on the line.
I certainly am. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine here. Well, Don, John, Don, take it away.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Very well, John.
I was going to get you on my program today for a little interview, but you know what? I'm going to postpone you to next week. And Michael, I am pleased to no end that you and Claire are on this product, because I can tell you something right now. It has helped me immensely. I mean, it really has. I had problems with leg circulation, the old gastrocnemius at night, tightening up. That's blood circulation. I've been taking his product. And I couldn't be finer if I was frog hair in Carolina right now. I mean, it's good stuff, and I would encourage If you're listeners to your program, you have actually, maybe I shouldn't make this admission on air, but you actually have better numbers on my network than I do. So the ones that don't carry over to my show that are listening to you right now, if you've thought about doing this, quit thinking about it. Just do it. You will never be sorry. I mean, it's not that expensive, and the health benefits are absolutely fantastic. And you and Claire, Mike, stay on this because we got to keep you around. We got to keep you healthy. Got to keep that old brain synapsing. And your program every day, it's a real joy. I'm now listening to it the full show every day, which I hardly do that to any talk show host on this network.
Oh, well, my goodness, I'm flattered. I'm blushing if you're watching on BAM User here. The really good thing about Extendivite, of course, is that when we run our commercials, we don't have to have that high-pitched, rapid voice saying, you know, use of this medication may lead to whatever it is it's going to do. There are no disclaimers necessary because, again, this is all natural. Yep. It's all from nature. Yep. It's been part of the biosphere of Earth for millions of years, and we're just taking advantage of what's already out there.
We're not replicating this stuff in a drug laboratory. You know, there was holistic medicines, and that was it. They duplicated everything in a lab, but there's something you can't duplicate. If you use natural ingredients, why would you have to duplicate it chemically and through a lab? This product is great, and Don, keep cutting those commercials because you got a fine radio voice.
Well, thank you very much, John, and thanks for coming on and sharing your experiences. I know you didn't mention your memory there at all, but that's
I'm sorry,
okay
what
too,
were we talking
there's a lot
about?
Of people out there with, there's a lot of people out there with memory.
keep the old synapses going. You don't lose the memory, you just lose the pathway to it. So, Mike, thanks for letting me jump in there for a minute.
My pleasure, and thank you for spending time with Don and I, and we're almost to the end of this segment again. Don, what's about the future? Is there going to be like a new improved product? Are you planning any new directions to take what is obviously a successful formula?
No. I just continue to market and continue to get it out there. This product has proven itself time and time again anecdotally. People who are taking it are getting benefits. People who buy it and don't take it, well, they don't get any benefits. And as for side effects, let's see, what can I say? More energy, good health, boosted immune system, less colds and flus. No need to get a flu shot if you're taking this. And that's a good thing because no mercury or thimerosal. And there's just nothing I can do to improve what God has already, you know, put out there for us.
Well, that's a very, very good sentiment. We actually have a caller on the line, Glenn from Roanoke. Do you have a real quick question for Don? Because we're almost out of time.
Yeah, I'll be as quick as I can. Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, it's almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out, like I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest, my vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, Glenn. And Don, do you want to stay over into the next segment?
If you've got other things to do, you go right ahead.
All right. Well, Don, thank you very much for spending time with us, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to share a little bit of a story with you. And it's not really a story. It is, in fact, history. Do you remember when home computers first came out and they were simple? They worked. They did what you wanted them to do. And then the corporate mindset took over and they started getting bloated and things were added on and more things were put in there supposedly to increase their value and their price, until we have today these bloated behemoths which are full of bugs and problems. it seems like we cannot get away from the reality that there's always going to be something not working the way it should within our present day computers. The same thing can be said to be true of medicine, pharmaceuticals. When you have medicines that are derived from nature, like Extendivite, they're simple. They do what you want them to do. There are no negative side effects. But that's not good enough for the pharmaceutical corporations who want to basically take over the beneficial parts of these medications and then change them around to get patents on them. Then they add adjuvants and fillers and all these other things to supposedly add value and jack up the price until you have our current state of orthodox medical care where the medications are ineffective and in many cases toxic. And now they're finally admitting that the reason the annual flu vaccine doesn't really work is the way it's being manufactured is actually destroying its efficacy. And so maybe it is time, and I'm not being a Luddite here, but maybe it's time for us to favor the simple and elegant over the grandiose and overcomplicated. And that's one of the reasons why Claire and I are on this product here. All right, let's take a phone call. Gaither in Oklahoma, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm not the product's excellent. I take it myself. Not mean to change the subject, but I'm going to talk about the civil disobedience, you know, the Gandhi effect that I wish
yes.
we could start getting. I have an idea. Let's give them an ultimatum about these trials. And to bring this stuff open, or else we're going to take our license plates off our car. And then we'll know who they are, and they won't know who we are anymore. We can do that. That'll be the first step. Let them know. Let's give them a guideline, like a five-step situation of non-compliance, and we'll stick to it. Let's do a guideline and have everybody pull together, all nationalities, all everybody, and just do this. And then I believe that will cross the lines of what we're doing. The problem of the race in that is when we unify against a common enemy. And,
well, that's the reason. That's the reason the government is trying to divide us against each other: black against white, women against men, young against old, gays against straight, to keep us bickering amongst ourselves, to prevent us from uniting against the real cause of all the misery in our life, which is that federal government. And again, there was that poll that was conducted last week where they asked Americans, what are you most afraid of? And I guess the pollsters were hoping that the Americans would say ISIS or something like that. And it came on back that the majority of Americans view our own government as the biggest threat to their lives right now.
Yeah, well, the way I'm looking at it, and with the license plates, that's a big statement. That's for their way to get, to steal from us, to be road pirates. And to let them know that we don't have to put up with this. That we are, even if 10% do it, you know what I mean? That would
yes.
make a statement. I mean, they can't write everybody. If you do, you just say, oh, I lost my plate for the day. You know what I mean? It's a fix-it ticket. And it'll the thing I also wanted to do is the toll road. I think everybody put foil over their toll keys on their windshields. Boil them up, and then everybody was just go the free road. And it's our roads anyway. You know, let's take back the mobility, the streets. And that's where we're at. Let's take it back from the bottom up. It's not going to work.
Well,
there's no way we can fix it from the top down. That's gone.
No, that much is obvious. I agree with you. They're never going to fix it from the top down because the top loves it the way it is. It's just an endless source of money from our pockets to their pockets, and they don't see any reason why that should change here. But again, I don't know that we need to necessarily put out ideas or suggestions. I think when the American people reach the point where they really are not going to be able to accept anymore, they'll just stop cooperating completely. And again, go back and look what happened at the Soviet Union. Nobody got up there and said to the Soviet people, let's just stop supporting our government. It was just something that occurred to everybody pretty much at the same time. And they all said, yeah, I've had it. I've reached my breaking point. This is it. I'm not part of this government's worldview anymore. And the Soviet Union fell.
Well, also, but the Soviet Union, also the giant gangs took over. And believe it or not, they protected their little towns and that from different gangs. I knew a lot of Russians who come back and said if they wouldn't have joined a certain group, they wouldn't have made it. And so a lot of people have this misnomer that everybody in Russia, oh, it all, you know, they collapsed, they had a rough time, and it worked out. No, they had to pick and choose alliances. And that's how they made it through that, within their groups. It wasn't like some big national, everybody recovered at once. There's a lot of people that still haven't recovered, you know, which doesn't say that anymore. But another one little subject I didn't want to hit is I scan on the radio all the police, fire, and airplanes, and all I'm hearing anymore is these people that are disillusioned walking around in the middle of the street, not on their meds, or they're saying their levels aren't right. This is amazing. It's happening everywhere. Airplanes are talking about it. We have a person that is disillusioned. These cops around the little town I'm at, man, you have every day there's three or four people walking around aimless in the street in the middle of the highway. And it's amazing. People are fried. So,
yeah,
anyway,
they are.
I'll let you deal with that.
Yeah, you can only put so much pressure on a population before you start seeing some really aberrant behavior. And it's happening here, in our country. People have just been pushed to the breaking point. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here.
Yep.
Apparently, the CIA just all of a sudden decided they were going to release a whole bunch of documents about Osama bin Laden. And the payoff in there is a document, 19-page document, purportedly written by a senior member of Al-Qaeda, saying that Al-Qaeda and Iran are buddy-buddy and hug each other and trade wet, sloppy kisses. So we're starting to see the ramp up of the propaganda to lead us to a war with Iran. Oh, we have to go after Iran. Iran is supporting Al-Qaeda. So was Hillary Clinton. Let's make war on her. Now, getting on back to the economic news here, there's an interesting little article that came out of the Daily Mail where regulators are now starting to say that they're very worried about the emergence of artificial intelligence in the computers being used in the financial world. And they're saying it needs to be monitored very, very carefully because they're operating beyond the understanding of their own programmers. They're operating at speeds well beyond human capacity, and they could cause tremendous damage to the world's economic system, which, by the way, I made a video. It was actually made for a conference on the rise of artificial intelligence, and we linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. And it talks about how computers are already in control of much of the world through the world's financial systems. And again, those computers, they only have one priority programmed into them: make more money more quickly. Any other considerations about product efficacy, safety, benefit to society, not even a factor. These computers are oblivious to such considerations, and we do need to be very, very careful about that. Now, as you know, over in Spain, Spain has cracked down on Catalonia, and apparently, despite pleas from Catalonia to the European Union to intervene, in Catalonia's quest for independence, Brussels is backing Madrid. Yes, you slapped those people down. How dare they to say that they don't want to be part of our global empire anymore? And everyone's saying, why would Catalonia want to quit Spain? I mean, really? Well, it's the economy. Catalonia is a very prosperous region. Spain has literally been propping up the rest of the country by siphoning wealth out of Catalonia. Catalonia is sick of it, the same way Britain was sick of having their wealth siphoned off to prop up the rest of the European Union, leading to Brexit. And Germany's getting pretty fed up with it as well. But what we're seeing is the beginning of a push for more regional separatism all across Europe, and for that matter, the entire world. Everybody understands what globalism is about, what they want, the New World Order, a global fascist dictatorship enslaving us all to a global private central bank. They don't want to have anything to do with it. They want to break free. And in the process of trying to break free, as we're seeing in Catalonia and all of these other countries, well, like Yemen, which was trying to break free of U.S. puppet rule, we're seeing the true face of the New World Order exposed, and it is fascistic in the extreme. Now, Austria, Hungary, and the Czechs have formed an anti-Soros, pro-Russia alliance. And again, it's another example of the more pressure that is coming in from the West and from U.S. and from Soros, the more it's pivoting these countries away and toward Russia. Even Israel is now all of a sudden upset with what Soros has been doing there, and they're passing a new bill to prevent, quote, hostile funding, end quote, from leftist organizations. And so apparently member of the Knesset, Mika Zohar, announced on Monday that he planned to submit a bill that would make it harder for leftist organizations to receive funding from organizations considered hostile to Israel. So now even Israel is seeing Soros as hostile. Because Soros isn't loyal to anybody except George Soros and his dream of a one-world government. Now, we've often commented about this amazing amount of corruption, and especially this sex abuse, sex harassment, assault, pedophilia that seems to permeate not just entertainment but government. Huge scandal over in Great Britain. And I had postulated a while ago that maybe part of the rite of passage into the upper stratosphere of power and wealth was that you had to do something like this so that you could be controlled. You could be depended on because you were blackmailable. And now it's starting to look like maybe I wasn't that far off because apparently Theresa May has been receiving reports that the parliamentarian whips are using blackmail of sexual abuse and pedophilia to control the members of parliament. And that is a very, very alarming situation, because if the same thing is happening in this country, it means that these supposed elected legislatures are not listening to the people. They're listening to those who've got the negatives, the recordings, the videos of their behavior. And the whole system is held together in this mutual Gordian knot of interconnected blackmail, bribery, and threats. Now, getting into the world of political correctness, apparently a member of the European Parliament, Bill Etheridge, was booked to be the first speaker at the newly formed Liberate the Debate Society at Sussex University. And the society was set up by politics students who wanted to promote free speech and discuss controversial topics. And instead, the society was told that Mr. Etheridge's talk on libertarianism and free speech had been deemed medium-high risk and would be allowed to go ahead only if the speech complied with a series of measures from the university to ensure the safety of speakers and of students. So in other words, we have a free speech society whose first speech is being censored to make sure it doesn't have any trigger words or affects the snowflakes. Now, this next story is right out of Monty Python, and I put a video up to illustrate it. The British government has now declared that men can get pregnant too, not just women. This is liberalism to the age of a mass mental illness. And apparently the British Foreign and Commonwealth Office wants edits made to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Basically, it's deemed the phrase pregnant women is excluding transgender people who have given birth. Well, I hate to be the one to break this to you, but following the surgery by which a man becomes a woman, he can't have a kid. It's not all there. Now, if they had a kid before the transgender surgery, they were a woman at that time. But it really is just another one of these attacks on our sense of self and our identity. And it really is silly. Doesn't the British government have more important things to worry about? Now, meanwhile, over in the Summerhill School in Kingswinford, West Midlands, parents have become furious when they discovered the school had put closed-circuit TV cameras in the toilets. And the parents are saying this is intrusive, it's creepy. They're concerned that images of their children on the toilets could be recorded, leaked out, used to bully and harass them. The school bosses are saying the cameras are there to prevent bullying and to prevent vandalism. But that is a little bit over the top when you have a camera watching you do what you do on the toilet. If I were fortunate enough to have a child, and they were going to a school, and I found out they were doing that, that kid would be out of school and homeschooled 24 hours. No, you are not spying on my kid. Remember that big stink here in the U.S. a few years ago where the school-issued laptops were found to have spyware installed on them so the school administrators and teachers could spy on the kids in their own bedroom on the school-supplied laptops? The schools have no business what's going on in the kids' home. That is way, way over the line. Now, do you remember that stink a while back where there was a police officer wanted blood drawn from an unconscious patient and the nurse refused because under Utah law it's not allowed, and the officer arrested her, and it turned out it was a wrongful arrest, and she has finally settled for a $500,000 settlement for the wrongful arrest. She was right. You don't draw blood from somebody who's unconscious because you don't know why they're unconscious. You could make things worse. And by the way, getting back to that NFL kneeling nonsense, which has already gone on way too long, apparently ESPN has lost 480,000 subscribers in October. People are that disgusted with the politicalization of sporting events. And ESPN is now talking about just dropping Monday Night Football. They can't afford it. They're losing way too much money on it. We're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's talk a little bit about the Black Death. The plague. And it's a real problem over in Madagascar, and it's something that does happen there every once in a while. But apparently this outbreak is far more severe. It was amplified by one of the traditional religious rituals of Madagascar, which is where they, on their equivalent of the Day of the Dead, they walk around with the dead bodies wrapped up, and it's spreading like crazy. Now, so far, 124 people have died, 1,300 infected. Doctors are saying the figure's definitely going to go up because they're not out into the more remote areas yet. But warnings have now been issued by the World Health Organization for South Africa, Mozambique, Tanzania, Kenya, Ethiopia, Comoros, the Seychelles, Mauritius, and Reunion, that they are all at risk of infection. Why have they not closed the harbors and airports on Madagascar? Now, they've confirmed that this outbreak of the Black Death is the exact same bacteria that wiped out at least 25 million people in Europe during the 13th and 14th centuries. So is this another great plague, or is this somebody's idea of biological warfare to wipe out the population of the continent of Africa? We're not really sure about that. Story that just now came on in, apparently Judicial Watch is pointing out in the wake of what happened in Manhattan that now Special Counsel Robert Mueller basically at one time worked with radical Islamist groups to purge anti-terrorism training materials that were found to be offensive to Muslims. Now, that's just a little bit out there. And especially with regard to the expectation that there's going to be riots on Saturday, November 4th. And yes, there's a protest scheduled here in Honolulu at Ala Moana Park. Democrats are already starting to realize that all of this radical, violent, left-wing protesting is actually harming the Democratic brand, which is already battered and bruised because of what Hillary and Debbie Wasserman Schultz did, first of all, to Bernie Sanders, and then second of all, to the American people as a whole. And so we may be looking at a major backlash. If there is violence across the U.S. on Saturday, it may not result in Trump and Pence leaving the White House, but the collapse of the Democratic Party itself. And again, I want to point back to that very strange email we got from the local Republican Party saying, don't go down there. Don't go down there, because we're hearing that there are going to be agent provocateurs dressed up like Trump supporters committing acts of violence. And it all looks like it's bought and paid for. It's very well organized. They're going to have these events in a lot of different cities. Stay away from them. But remember, it is bought and paid for. We now know that the leadership of Antifa has been coordinating with the leadership of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They all met at the G20. And I'll bet you George Soros is writing all those paychecks. All right, there's the music. I need to get out of here. I got another interview to do here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. We'll be back here tomorrow on RBN and Aloha America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.